So have you had time to look at the cases with Michael Clayton and Doka by chance?
Only when they were called to our attention, Ryan, that there was multiple people up there with, that had DUI arrests. That's when we hadn't been court monitoring for a while, and we're starting back. And you know, court monitoring is just to kind of keep a, a sense of how the system is working, so to speak. So I don't know whether you know, somebody alerted us to the fact, or we just went up there. I think initially we got a call from an anonymous donor, that anonymous caller, that you know, how could a person get a reckless driving charge on his third DUI? So, and you know, we confront the state's attorney's office, and you know, if they have a satisfactory answer, then you know, we more or less have to take what the prosecution they're doing for. But it's a battle. I just don't like to see it. That's all. And I know not every drunk driver is going to go to jail or be found guilty, but we can't have it. Just can't have it. That's all.
So you've got the court reporter back for MAD going to Morgan County. You guys used to have that a while ago, didn't you?
Yes, off and on. We've court monitored for 30 years here in Morgan County, Ryan, and it's just a good keep track of the judicial system and how it works, and maybe how it doesn't work. And you know, I think it gives us a better picture of looking at the system and maybe seeing if there's something in there that we can help law enforcement or the state's attorney's office, or you know, as far as legislation or anything like that. That's our goal in court monitoring. Plus, it gives us a track on again how the system is working. So,
you said you had some like anonymous calls about some of the cases recently where people have had multiple DUIs and they weren't happy with what they were being convicted with. Is that part of the reason why you got back into bringing back the court monitor?
Yes, more or less. When we were alerted to the fact that there was a third-time DUI offender had gone through the court system, and when we got up there, the case had been concluded. And then there was another case that we were alerted to of the a four-time DUI offender. Evidently, this individual had been driving for years without a valid driver's license. So I think that case is still pending. It's coming up in the near future. So, you know, these are ones that we're certainly going to be sitting in the courtroom on and tracking these types of multiple DUI cases and certainly asking questions as to, you know, why would a third or fourth time DUI offender still be on the road? So it's something that it's just part of our MAD organization's network of keeping an eye on the judicial system.
Mr. Bongean said in the interview that he's working closely with the MAD court reporters.
Yeah, well, his assistants, as I know Mr. Miller.
Okay.
We catch Mr. Miller most of the time on traffic court on Mondays. And, yes, we are working with him through the state's attorney's office, so I'm sure Mr. Bongean is aware of what's going on and what we're trying to do. So,
overall, do you have any concerns with people, like you've mentioned before, with multiple DUI offenses being out on the road? You're a representative of MAD, so I just kind of wanted to get your opinion on that.
Well, Ryan, you know, we've been involved for 31 years in trying to save lives and reduce injuries in alcohol-related crimes and other drug-related crimes. And, you know, I still think back 31 years ago on a beautiful July 4th day when the man that killed my daughter had three previous drunk driving arrests with no convictions. And the fourth DUI killed my daughter. So I don't want to see this trend come back alive and to haunt families here, not only in Morgan County and surrounding counties, but all across the nation. So I don't know why or how we are getting into this trend of multiple DUI offenders still on the road. And I think that's the reason we're going to do some court monitoring and certainly work with the state's attorney's office and find out the reason that there wasn't a conviction or a jail sentence or a prison sentence. And certainly, you know, giving a third or fourth time DUI offender supervision or probation again, I think it's putting us back where we were at 31 years ago, where we got involved with the judicial system when we lost our daughter. So it's, as you can see, it's still a battle. People are being killed every day. Your WLDS is reporting them, and we see it in the other media outlets. And it's a terrible, terrible ordeal to get that knock on the door and go to the hospital and find out that, you know, a senseless preventable crime like drunk driving has taken the life of a loved one. So we're going to keep at it, and we're going to continue to try to put some teeth in the judicial system. And if there's no deterrent, then crimes are going to continue. And I think that's probably our goal, is to making sure people realize before they get into a car, before they go party, that, you know, something bad could happen. And God forbid if they are in my shoes or if they're in the drunk driver's shoes, because we all came out losers. There's no winners in these preventable crimes. And that's what makes it so, I guess, heartbreaking and such a terrible situation that it puts victims in. To know that, you know, if you drink, don't drive. It sounds pretty simple, but evidently it's not that simple for a lot of people.
So I guess overall, do you feel like the Morgan County State's Attorney's Office has been light on sentencing for cases involving multiple DUI offenders?
Well, where we have seen cases like this, and again, we're getting back into court monitoring with the recent, especially the recent two names that we have been notified of. But when we have worked with the state's attorney's office before in Morgan County for 30 years, we have gone up, we've talked about cases. We come out satisfied with the procedure that the state's attorney's office has taken. And again, I know that we're not going to get 100% conviction. So, you know, there could be flaws in whatever, starting from the initial arrest of a impaired driver right up through the court system, and either jury or a judge bench trial, you know. And I'm just looking for the best way to keep our roads safe. And again, if we can make a difference in working with law enforcement and the state's attorney's office in assisting them and running a track record, and maybe calling to attention that, hey, this is the second or third or fourth time this person has been in front of the judge with the same criminal background. So it's something that we're not going to accept, and we're going to try to make it a little tougher on people that do take a chance of drinking and driving and killing and injuring. So that's our goal.
Okay. So then I guess overall you're happy with the work of the Morgan County State's Attorney's Office then recently with DUI cases?
Yeah. You know, again, we are, because we get the explanation of why a certain case has been what we think is a very lenient sentence. And so we go up and find out why. And most of the time we come away satisfied with the answers we get from the state's attorney's office. I guess we look at crimes that we think are guilty from day one, when a person is either killed or injured in an impaired driving crash. You know, and there's more to it than that we found out over the years of working with the judicial system, that that's the reason, I guess, there's defense attorneys out there. But we hate to see a person so-called get out of a DUI charge or a sentencing or a guilty of simply because of a lax of or an error on maybe starting again from the time these people are arrested until they go through the court system. So I know it's an uphill battle, and but I there's 10,000 deaths every year in alcohol-related traffic fatalities. That's 28 a day. And so this is something that I hope the general public gets upset about, and they make some calls to either law enforcement or state's attorney's office and find out what's going on when they see the same people as you and I have seen in the courtroom, and they see them in their names in the hear them over the media. So and that's when we get calls. It's when we have the public concerned about multiple arrests and why is this person back on the road, and you know, the third time DUI offender, we get a call that after reckless driving charge that they're intoxicated at a house party on the weekend. So you know, we need to put some teeth. People are going to get a break, and I'm all for people getting a break. But I don't want repeat offenders back on the road killing your family and mine. So we're going to work. We're going to keep on assisting whoever we can and trying to keep our roads a little safer. And if people commit crime, then they're going to have to pay the penalty. Remember I said to you here, I think the last time we talked, that on our law enforcement banquet that we hold yearly, and we honor law enforcement for their work in DUI arrests and taking drunk drivers off the street. I know Jacksonville Police Department had a top DUI writer, and he had 5 DUI tickets for the year. This has been several years ago. And I was taken back a bit because, again, we have DUI law enforcement officials around the state, and they're writing 200 and 300 and 400 DUI tickets a year. And I grant you, they may be out just looking for DUI offenders, where I know the local law enforcement maybe doesn't have the manpower to set out a patrol and just sit and look for drunk drivers, impaired drivers of any kind. But I just thought 5 DUIs was a little unacceptable, to tell you the truth. So